Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. The Gautrain Management Agency, in partnership with the Gauteng City Region Observatory, hosted the fifth installment of the annual Public Transport Knowledge Seminar in October 2022. This year's theme was Action Learning for Innovation in Public Transport. And in the final part, Siyabonga Mabaso, Senior Executive responsible for technical services, returns to wrap up the broadening of knowledge in the public transport sector over the years.
Well, we've had a very interesting discussion up to now, touching different areas of public transport as we try to expand on the knowledge that is being generated and has been generated over the years, particularly by Gautrain. Siyabonga, thanks very much for coming back and wrapping it up for me. I mean, from where we started to where we are now, what would you say the contribution is to the broadening knowledge or the broadening of knowledge in the public transport sector?
Thank you, Tim. It's been such a stimulating discussion to hear, you know, the other stakeholders in public transport expressing themselves of how they've acted in making sure that they innovate in public transport, as it were. So I think, you know, the pinch points that we saw how important it is to collaborate, how important it is to share the stories or our journeys of where we come from and what impact we've had in public transport. It was stimulating to see that, and I'm sure the audience enjoyed the discussions that we've had. But I think what is key that we've seen is that it is so important to collaborate and form partnerships, not only with public transport in the industry, but also with other stakeholders in the research institutions, academic, but most importantly, as I said earlier on, our commuters are important because they will help us to bring the solutions that will fulfill their needs.
Much appreciated. And your partners, is there anything that you want to address to them specifically that you think they would have benefited from this?
Yeah, look, I think I would like to perhaps maybe use the opportunity also to thank the GCRO as our partners in doing continuous research in terms of public transport. And we're still going to continue to work with them and other partners. But over and above that, we also want to ask the youth in transport, the young innovators, to also come forward and contact us so that we can see how can they assist us as much as we've done all this great work and we're trying to collaborate with other stakeholders, but we need those young minds to assist us, you know, in improving public transport, but over and above that, to tell us where we're failing so that we can be able to see how we can assist the people of the province to have mobility in a seamless way.
Earlier, at the beginning of this webinar discussion, you mentioned something about people using the Gautrain specifically predominantly during peak hours in the morning and afternoons, and you said there's more that can be done in the day. What are you having in mind in that regard?
Yes. There's so much capacity that we have during off-peak, and it creates an opportunity for those that are doing shopping, the elderly, as well as the students, because majority of them also travel during those periods, whether they are attending lectures as well. So we've got a student product that we have that they can utilize as part of of our system. So that is what we're encouraging all these young ones, the young minds, to use public transport, because public transport is actually the future. You've had a conversation earlier on with Jack. He always used to say there is no sport like public transport. So they must come and enjoy the sport with us of using public transport, as it makes an impact in their lives and it takes them from point A to point B.
Well, I'd like to thank you and your team for inviting me to be part of the deliberations this morning. I appreciate it. I learned a lot from the public transport knowledge seminar that we conducted this morning. And of course, there are many more challenges still to be overcome. The customers are still there. They still want better experience. There's still better customer service to be offered. And there's innovation that we are working on and would like to experience it and see it in action.
Commuters are at the heartbeat of any undertaking the Gautrain embark on. An apt way to wrap up the fifth installment of the annual Public Transport Knowledge Seminar. To hear more from the seminar and other interviews about the Gautrain, please subscribe to our podcast by searching for Gautrain Talk Station on your podcast app. You can also access further material on our website. That's gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.